This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Hello there and welcome. This is Sheila Hummel with New Day Dawning, a Sunday programme of music and reflection. I hope you've all managed to follow the Easter story so far with me over the last few weeks. And today it continues, with Jesus' last moments on earth before he ascended into heaven. And so let's start the programme today with a beautiful song, You're the Word of God the Father, by Stuart Townend.
You're the Word of God. Resting victory from the grave and ascended into heaven, leading captives in your way. Now you stand before the Father, interceding for your own. From each tribe and tongue and nation, you are leading sinners home. You're the
St. Luke was a reliable historian and was concerned that the message about Jesus and the early church should be accurate history based upon eyewitness accounts. His Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles makes up one quarter of the New Testament. But here in our reading today from Acts chapter 1, he writes to someone called Theophilus. Now whether this was an actual person or whether, as the name suggests, it was to those loved by God, it's not clear. But this is what he says. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he had said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
I love to sing your praises, Lord.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
You know, last words and thoughts are extremely important to a person when they know they're going away on a long journey, or even when they're dying. And here in this reading, Jesus has something very important to tell them before he leaves earth. Some people leave with words of deep sadness and regret. Leonardo da Vinci was heard to say, I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have. Some go with a sense of humour. When murderer James W. Rogers was put in front of a firing squad in Utah and asked if he had a last request, he replied, Bring me a bulletproof vest. Or Oscar Wilde, who said, Either that wallpaper goes or I do. Some die with regret in their hearts that time has run out. Queen Elizabeth I said, All my possessions for a moment of time. And then again, some people want to issue an instruction, an imperative. And this is the category that Jesus' last words fall into. He is instructing his followers not to just go off and do their own thing, but to be prayerful and have the courage to wait upon God. What is about to happen to them is imminent, just around the corner. They're about to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with power to carry on Jesus' work on earth. And they will be his witnesses if they wait and pray. This same command is surely meant for us too today as Jesus' followers. Are we willing to wait upon God in prayer for all this?
Have courage and wait, have courage and wait.
Wait for the Lord, have courage and wait. Have courage and wait, have courage and wait. Wait for the Lord, have courage and wait. Confess every sin, confess every sin. All of our sins, confess them to Him. Confess every sin, confess every sin. All of our sins, confess them to Him.
Confess them to Him.
Encircle us, Lord, encircle us, Lord. Circle us, Lord, and shield us from harm. Encircle us, Lord, encircle us, Lord. Circle us, Lord, and shield us from
harm.
Lord, lighten our way, Lord, lighten our way. Lighten our way, Lord, lighten our way, Lord, lighten our way. Carry our load, Lord, lighten our way.
Lighten our way.
Oh, keep me true, oh, keep me true. Keep me true, Lord, only to you. Oh, keep me true,
oh, keep me true,
keep me true,
keep me true, Lord,
only to you.
That was Have Courage and Wait by Northumbria Community. There's an old legend told by R.H. Lloyd, which describes the re-entry of Jesus into heaven after his ascension from the Mount of Olives. The first person he met was the angel Gabriel, who asked, "Have you completed what you set out to do, Lord?" "Yes, I think so," replied Jesus. "I left 11 men to really start things moving." 11 men," the angel gasped. "Is that all?" "That is all," Jesus replied quietly. "And these 11 men, they were of great importance and scholarship?" continued the angel. "No," said Jesus, smiling. "As a matter of fact, they were very ordinary workaday men." "But what if they shall fail?" asked Gabriel. "Then the whole venture will have been in vain. All that suffering on the cross will be wasted." The reply Jesus gave was firm and confident. "I have made no other plans."
Christ has no body now but yours. No hand, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which He looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which He walks to do good. Feet on earth but yours.
Those are the eyes to which he looks, compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours.
Christ has no body, they're sung for us by John Michael Talbot. When the prophet Elijah was seeking God in a real crisis in his life, God did not appear in the howling wind or the fire or the earthquake, but in quiet, in his still small voice. We haven't always got the time for being still, have we? Our Bibles gather dust in the shelves. We're far too busy being busy. Or perhaps there's some unconfessed sin in our lives, or some grudge that we bear that causes a blockage to receiving God. Or we're too proud, or even fearful of where God will take us, or how our lives might be altered beyond all recognition. But Isaiah makes an important promise in chapter 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Strength will rest, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rest, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign
song was Strength Will Rise As We Wait Upon the Lord by Brenton Brown and sung by Chris Tomlin. Up until this time in the Bible, the Holy Spirit had fallen on particular people at a particular time for a particular task, giving out gifts of leadership, strength, artistry and courage to kings and prophets and craftsmen. But in the last times, the prophet Joel said that the Spirit would be poured out on all flesh, regardless of gender, age, race, or rank. The Holy Spirit was coming to give us hearts of flesh instead of stone, and to help us respect God's laws and fill us with the love of Jesus and for God's world. Now let's hear a majestic hymn, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendor, from the choir at Peterborough Cathedral.
Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendor.
Pentecost was the day when all this would begin. And we'll be hearing about this spiritual revolution and the arrival of the Spirit of God next week. And so the disciples would one day go on to be witnesses of all that had happened in the exact order that Jesus predicted in this passage of Scripture from Acts chapter 1. First they witnessed in Jerusalem, and then when persecution came they travelled throughout Judea and Samaria, and from there they spread out to the ends of the earth. They would go out filled with the Spirit of Jesus, proclaiming him as Lord, as one who now intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. May you this day, as you wait upon God and seek him, find yourselves renewed in energy and strength with a new vision and purpose for your life. Let me leave you with the song Before the Throne of God Above, with words by Charity Bancroft and vocals by Lou Fellingham. Bye for now.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can. perfect, spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of.